On today's show, bicycles and pedestrians that glow in the dark, autonomous cars could lead to a lot more sprawl, and the new Ford Explorer goes global. All that and more coming right up on Out of Line Daily. This is Out of Line Daily for June 8th of 2015. Volvo has one of the best safety reputations in the business. And while it has pioneered all kinds of safety systems on cars, its latest innovation applies to bicycles and pedestrians. It's offering a spray paint, what it calls life paint, that can be sprayed on clothing or objects. While it's invisible in daylight, it shows up super bright in the glare of automotive headlights. And it will wash off. It does not stain or discolor anything. It lasts about a week. Volvo says it can be applied to just about anything. Bikes, helmets, jackets, shoes, and even dogs. We hear a lot about how autonomy will be beneficial for those living in urban areas, but it could also lead to a lot more sprawl, with people traveling more miles than ever before. Ken Laberto, a senior principal scientist for Toyota's Research Institute in North America, sure thinks this is going to happen. He tells Out of Line, the people with the longest commutes, the people who spend the most time on highways, they're going to be the first adopters, and they're going to be the ones that will see faster transportation turn into a lower mortgage payment. And you know, it's true, the farther out you live, the cheaper home prices are. And if you want to learn more about connected vehicles, be sure to check out our coverage of the TU Automotive Conference. Look for our interviews on our website or our YouTube channel. And speaking of connected and autonomous cars, two bipartisan bills in the U.S. House and Senate have been introduced to start building up the necessary infrastructure. The Senate bill would allow states to start using current federal funding that is aimed at improving vehicle highway safety. V2I, or vehicle-to-infrastructure communication, is a critical component of connected car technology. Some safety advocates believe that connected car technology could ultimately lead to a drastic reduction in traffic accidents and also relieve traffic congestion. And we'll be back with more right after this.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems. Breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. And by Hyundai. Learn more at Hyundai.com.
As we reported earlier in the month, May sales were strong in the U.S., and it looks like the momentum will continue this month as well. Last month's SAAR, or seasonally adjusted annual rate, hit 17.7 million units, and Ward's forecast that it could pass 17 million again in June. That would be the first back-to-back 17 million SAARs since 2004. Despite the big sales gains in May, inventory levels declined a little over 2%. And by the end of June, they could be higher than last year, which indicates that we could see another strong month in June. GM's current VP of Design in China, Brian Nesbitt, just got a new role within the company. He's taking over as executive director for Global Buick and Global Architectures. Nesbitt became famous for designing the Chrysler PT Cruiser, which created something of a sensation when it first came out, and has been involved in a lot of GM's design successes. Nesbitt will now oversee Buick design both in the U.S. and China. And coming up next, we'll show you how Ford is taking the Explorer SUV to global markets.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work, Dow.
The Explorer is Ford's top exported vehicle from the United States. On last week's AutoLine After Hours, we were joined by the chief engineer of that vehicle, Ari Groenveld. In the following clip, he talks about the global reach of that SUV.
We take into consideration unique customer requirements as well as unique government regulations, right? So we homologate the vehicles to meet the individual market requirements. But we have assembly plants not only in Chicago, but we have assembly plants in Venezuela. We have an assembly plant in Elbuga, Russia. So each of those markets may have different conditions. And in fact, I'll go back to, say, Russia. So there's a long stretch of their season where the roads are very wet, and they don't really use salt, they use dirt. So for months on end, the vehicles are covered in a thin layer of mud.
Good thing you have those washers.
So that's exactly right. So that was part of our rationale for saying, hey, that specific market needs something very specific for the rear camera because it was constantly covered in mud. They loved it when we came out with the concept.
There's a lot of great information about the new Explorer in that show. And of course, you can always watch it on our website or our YouTube channel. And we've got another great Out of Line After Hours coming up this Thursday. Our special guest is Al Oppenheiser, the chief engineer on the Chevrolet Camaro. And here's your chance to get the inside story of how they completely redesigned Chevy's iconic pony car. But anyway, that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching. We'll be right back here again tomorrow.